Now the Gemara says, Hosam Tanan. Over there we learn, so Rashi says, Kuleimar V'yoid Shailu Acheres. I have another question now. Another question we could ask. We learned over there, Avoloy Es Oitzer. You're not allowed to start filling, cleaning out the Oitzer. What does that mean, Avoloy Es Oitzer? If you have a warehouse where you're storing a lot of bundles, you can't clean out the warehouse on Shabbos. Even for the purpose of mafanin, that you want to have a base of medrash there, or you want to have guests, you have guests over your house now, you need an extra room, you can't clean out the warehouse for your guests. Now, V'yomar Shmuel, Shmuel explained there, Ma'i avoloi esoitzer, what does it mean that on Shabbos you can't clean out your warehouse? Avoloi yigmar esoitzer kula, that's what I meant to say. You can't empty it out completely. In other words, let's say you only had four bundles there. That's all. You can't take all four bundles out of the Beis Oitzer, out of the warehouse. So Rashi explains, Shlayigmar Es Oitzer, Im Loho Yisham Elo Abo Echomesh Kupas. Let's say you only had four or five bundles there. She'atiru Loi B'mokim She'esh Oitzer. That was the Mishnah in Hamafanin by Shabbos, that if you had more than that, then you're allowed to clean out four or five bundles you're allowed to. But Lohi'atiru Lefnoisa Kulon. But let's say you only had four or five bundles, then you're not allowed to clean it all out. You can't clean the room out completely. Oh, Rashi explains why. Oh, legale sesa ritzpam. Because then you're going to uncover the floor. Dilma heve baguma, we're afraid maybe on the floor of the warehouse, you're going to find out there's going to be a hole there. Oh, meshavula, and you come to smooth out the hole, will be an issa from binyan. So therefore, to clean out the base sesa completely, that there's nothing left, even if there's only four or five bundles left over, you're not allowed to clean it out on Shabbos. So that's the halacha there by Mefani. So now we have the question, what's the halacha in our mission here by Yom Tif? That it says, Mashilun Peres Derech Haruba B'Yom Tif. If you have your wheat or your barley storing on top of your roof, and you see the rain is going to come, you're allowed to empty them down, throw it down the window into your house. How much can you empty down? Can you empty out the whole roof, even though you come to the floor of the roof? Or maybe no, you can't empty it out completely. Just like by Shabbos, you can't empty it out completely. Maybe in our Mishnah also, you're not allowed to empty it out completely. That's the Shiloh. So Mora says, Dilma, Mora says, Avoloi esoitzer, Avoloi yigmar esoitzer kuloi, because Dilma osse la shvuya gumas. Maybe when you come to the bare floor, you'll see there's a hole there, and you come to smooth out the hole, which is an issa binyan. So, Hochimai, what's the loch in our Mishnah by Yom Tov? Hosamu b'Shabbos, over there we're talking about on Shabbos, the osim ishom the chomer. Over there, the Rabbanan did not want you to empty out the warehouse completely, because there we're afraid if you do the malach of ashva gumais, of smoothing out the hole, it's an issa shabbos yechayiv misa, it's a chomer dik issa. Ava yomtev the kill, shapadami. But yomtev, if you do the malach, it's only a lava on yomtev, it's a kill. So therefore, maybe the Rabbanan didn't make this chash, they're not afraid, maybe you come to smooth out the floor. So maybe by yomtev, it's mut even to clean out the whole roof. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Hosam diyka bitol beis medrash amar toloi. Hocho the leka bitol beis medrash lekol shkain. Like a kavuchayma. Madach over there by Shabbos. What's the purpose to clean out? You want to clean them out. Both the purposes is you want to clean it out to have a beis medrash. You have no place to learn, and you want to have a room to learn. You want to clean out the room to learn in. And still we say for such a big purpose of learning, we don't let you clean out the whole room completely. You have to leave something left over. So over here in our mission of Yom Tov, we're not talking about cleaning out the roof for learning purposes. Some you want to clean it out to save yourself money, maybe they weren't mad to you. Hey, just like by Shabbos, they did not say you clean out the whole bare floor. Here also, you're not allowed to clean out the whole roof. So maybe we have a Shiloh. And now Mishnah, if you only have a few bundles there, are you allowed to throw them all down into the house and clean out the whole roof? More applies by a suffix. Like another Shiloh. V'ochetanan, and now Mishnah we learned, Ma'ashilin peiras derech haruba b'yontif. You're allowed to throw down the wheat and the barley you have stored on top of your roof. You're allowed to throw it down through the window and the roof into the house on yontif. Even though it's a tircha involved, you have to bother doing it. But the Rabbanu and Nekel, it's not that much tircha, since the window is right there on the roof itself, you just have to like throw it down, it's mutter. Now, V'yomer Rav Nachman learned in our Mishnah, Lo yishonu ela b'yosi agag. It's only mutter if the window is on your roof. In other words, you have the barley and wheat stored on top of your roof, and on top of your roof itself, there's the window there, that just open the window and throw it down. That's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Avo migag l'gag loy. Let's say on your roof, there's no window on your roof to throw it down. You have to walk over to your neighbor's roof and there there's a window into his house. So you want to throw down the wheat on top of your roof into your neighbor's house. That's awesome. Even though there's no shaila of hoitzah, mi gag le gag on top of your, you don't need a neriv, you'll have to carry from one gag to another gag. But pashtun means there's too much tirch involved, too much bother. This bother of picking it up and throwing it down, the rabbanim were only making an al mishnah where the roof is on, where the window is in your roof. But where the window is only in your neighbor's roof, there's too much tirch involved, you're not allowed to do it. V'tanyinam yoch, we look like this also in the braisa, ein metaltalin mi gag le gag. Even in the case where both roofs are equal, you don't have to go up or go down. The mamash is the same level, the two roofs. Still, you're not allowed to carry the wheat from your roof to your friend's roof. Even though the friend has the window, you want to lower it down his window, that's too much tircha. So you're only matter now mishnah if the window is by your roof. On your roof, you're allowed to lower it down. So that's what we learned here in our mishnah of in Yom Tov. Now, hosamai. What's going to be the loch over there by Shabbos? Is Kol Shechein Shabbos the Chamira? One svar is, since Shabbos is more Chomer, that the to do Moloch is, there's a Chiyah Skila involved, Chiyah Misa. So Mela, we should be more Machme for sure. You're not allowed to Mimfanin from one house to another house. Or Dilma, maybe. Hochu the Yosem Mishum Yom Tev the Kil. The Yosel is the Zulay Beit. The svar we had before. Only over here by Yom Tev, since even if you do a Moloch on Yom Tev, it's only allowed. You don't get Misa. So if we'll allow you to carry from one gag to another gag, maybe you'll be mezalzel and do other yisurim also. Avos Shabbos the chamira, mashenken Shabbos the mochamer to people. Like people know not to do malachas on Shabbos because there's a chiyuv misa involved. If you do a malacha, you chayiv misa. So meilev lo yosel is a zulebo. People will not come to be mezalzel to make a lenient Shabbos. They won't say if we have a right to carry out. So we want to empty out this beis oitzim. We have guests coming to the house on Shabbos, or we need a room to learn in, and our room here is full of stuff. I want to clean out the room. So the Rabbanu will make us to clean it out. How far can clean the stuff out to the next house or not? Could be maybe by Shabbos we'll make leave it to go to the next house. Because on Shabbos, since the Dumulach is more chomer, the Rabbanu will make it. Abu Shabbos the Chamira, v'lo yosel zazuzeba shapadami. Maybe you'll have to carry out even to another house. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Mahoch odika have seteris. Madok like an al mishnir yomtiv. Here you want to save your barley and wheat from the rain. You don't want it to ruin it. Hey, soch odika have seteris. It's a question of losing your peris have sed mammon. Still, the Rabbi Mishnah only says, Amartaloi, you're not allowed to carry it from one roof to another roof to save your peris. Hossam over there by Shabbos. Teleka have seteris. There is not a question of losing money. It's only a question you want to have a room to give to your guests. Or to learn Torah, lekoshchein, like for sure maybe you're not allowed to carry from one room to another room. So maybe the Gemara blies by Sufik. In other words, the Gemara says svaras both ways. You can't learn out one from the other. There's one svar to say that limud haTorah is more strict, so that maybe they're more makeable limud haTorah. And there's also svar to say the opposite way, like we're saying now. And now mishta the more makeable here because you're losing money. So to save yourself for money, the rabbanon should be makeable. So madach in our mission here with question of saving yourself money. Still, the rabbanon only said you could carry from your roof, but not from one roof to another roof. So by Shabbos over there, where you want to empty out your room, you could only put the stuff into your house and not into your neighbor's house. Even though you have an eriv, it's too much of a tircha. So the kids said, we don't know how to learn out our mission from the mission over there. Could we yes learn out? Could we not learn out? It's a suffix. Are the two halachas equal Shabbos to Yom Tov or not? Vaita, another shaila now is Hocha Tanan over here. We learned Otanya Lo Yishalshon Bechevel Bechalonos for Lo Yeridam Derech Solomis. Here in our Mishnah, that we say your ladder, lower down your wheat or your barley and your roof through the window, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, it's only where the window is on the floor of the roof. Like you have a roof, and right there on the roof itself is the window. So it's not so much of a bother. You don't have to like pick it up and lower it down. You just have to move it over to the makom of the window and throw it down. But let's say you have a chalonis, a window. In other words, on top of your roof, there's like a mechitza, there's a wall there on top of your roof. And then in the wall is a window, like our windows here. So in other words, you have to pick up the wheat, and then take it with a string and throw it into the window and lower it down. That's us already. That's too much bother. To have to pick it up and throw it through the window and lower it down, that's awesome. Lo yishalshlem, you can't lower it down the chevel with a string, the chalomis. in the window that's not a window on the floor of the roof itself, but rather there's a wall there on top of your roof, and in the middle of the wall, like a regular window. That's also. Same thing below your redom derech salamis. You can't lower it down through a sulam, usually means a ladder or any type of steps. The same thing. If on your roof you have to walk up steps in order to throw it down, that's already too much tircha. Once you have to walk upwards and then lower it down, that's too much tircha. The Baruch said it's also. It's only mutter if the window is on the floor of the roof itself. So all you have to do is just push over the wheat, let it fall down, that's mutter. So that's the loch of our Mishnah here. Now the Mori asked the question, Hosamai, what's going to be the loch over there by Shabbos? Now there we said again, if you have guests coming over, if you need a place to learn, you're allowed to empty out a room that you have things stored there. What about if you have to take it out by lifting it up, or, you know, going up steps? Is it mutter or not? Hocha b'yomtev hu d'yosor over here, and now Mishnah by Yom Tov Rabbanan said it's also the leka bitul beis medrash. Because here it's not such an important thing. It's not a question of not learning Torah here in our Mishnah. So over there, Masechta Shabbos, where you want to have a room to learn Torah in, maybe there they make a leave with the carriage and things out, going up. But over here, where there's no bitul beis medrash, they weren't makel. Avul Shabbos, but over there by the Shiloh Masechta Shabbos, d'yika bitul beis medrash, there the question is, you don't have a place where to learn. So you want to empty out your spare room to make place to learn, shop a dummy. Maybe they're even allowed to clear it out, even if it means you have to lift up your furniture up a steps or up a ladder, still it's mutter. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Ho chodika have said peyrois or mataloi, the kazakabachayma. Madach in our mission here. Well, the question is, you want to lower down your wheat in order that the rain should not ruin it. So it's a hefsid moment. Still, the Rabbanon only said smutter just to push it down, but to lift it up, it's also awesome over there. Masech the Shabbos to leka hefset peris. There, it's not a question of losing any money. You're not going to lose anything. It's going to still be the same room. Just you want to empty it out now in order to be able to use it. Is lekoshchein? Isn't there a svar for sure? You should not be allowed to lift it up or have to like walk up steps with it. So that's our shiloh. What's the halachas? Are the same halachas that apply there to Masech the Shabbos apply here to our mission here in Yom Tov? And the same halachas that apply here in Yom Tov apply to the Mishnah on Shabbos, yes or no? There are two ways to look at it. It could be there in Shabbos it's more strict, or it could be there in Shabbos it's more lekula. So Gemara says, take all these shalos we are all sekis. We taka don't know. We'll have to wait till Mashiach comes, and Leon never comes to tell us what the halacha is. But so far, to take what's a suffix to us, if you have these svaras, that bitul beis medrash is more chomer, so therefore it's mutter mesech to Shabbos, or else by kert, if here by Yom Tov, it's hefsed mamon, and the Rabbanim was still not mekel, over there by Shabbos also, the Rabbanim would not be mekel. So we're obliged by taking on all these shilas we had so far. Then our Mishnah says, u'mechatzen asaperis. Again, if you had fruits on top of your roof, and you see now the rain is coming, it's going to ruin the fruits, you're allowed to cover up your peris. Throw over it plastic over the peris is mutter. Omar Ulas Ula said, v'yafilu avira delivna. You know what type of peris it's talking about? Afilu avira delivna, Rashi says, levenim hasdurim umuktsim abinyan. We're talking about even on top of your roof now, you have bricks piled up that you want to use these bricks for building purposes. So it comes out, these bricks are muksa. Now, geshomim noitfin, the gesham is raining, umisyorish la yumaychu. Since the bricks are made out of cement, you're afraid if the rain comes down, it'll ruin the bricks. So still, mutal atalto kelum mitzorkun. You're allowed to carry some plastic to cover up these bricks. Uluchaisen to cover them. For lo yamrina, don't say, ho yuvei natsman eini tolim, since the bricks themselves are mutter, you're not allowed to carry them. Afa kli loy not mitzorkun. Maybe even the plastic you can't carry to cover up the bricks. So that Rashi says, that's the chiddush of the Gemara. That's ulus chiddush, no. That's the afilu avira delivna. Even if you have these bricks that are piled up one on top of another, and then muksa, still now you're allowed to carry another kli. Since the kli you're carrying is not muksa, you're allowed to carry this plastic in order to cover up, even though you're covering up muksa. That's poshtet smuta, because you're not going to move the muksa. Muksa is only also to move it. Here you're not moving the bricks itself. You just want to move a piece of plastic to throw on top of the bricks. That's muksa. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar no. Teiras Saruin. Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, that our Mishnah says you cover up fruits, it only means literally what it means, what it says. It means fruits that are edible. In other words, since the fruits are not muksa, that's why you let it cover it up. But if you have something that's muksa, Rabbi Yitzchak Shitur is, you're not allowed to cover it up. Tomorrow says, V'yoz the Rav Yitzchak l'taymei. Rav Yitzchak goes according to his own svara. The Yomer Rav Yitzchak said, here in the Gemara on Shabbos, Ein kli nitl ela ledovra nitl b'Shabbos. The halachas of moving a keli, even something that's not muksa, you want to move a chair, you want to move a plate, you're only allowed to move it for the purpose of something that you're allowed to move on Shabbos. But let's say in this case here, you want to move a plate just to cover up the bricks. So you're moving the plate, let's serve the brick. Since the brick is not a dovra nitl, you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos, it's muksa, you're not allowed to carry even plates, even chairs. Even things that are not muksa, you're not allowed to carry them for the purpose of a dovra muksa. That's a yitzchak shita. And kli nitl, you're only allowed to move a kli, a chair or a plate, ela ledovra nitl b'Shabbos. Only if it's for the purpose of covering up peiris for something that you're allowed to move on Shabbos, then you can move another kli for that purpose. But to move a kli for the purpose of bricks that are muksa, it's takos according to Rav Yitzchak. Therefore, Rav Yitzchak says that our Mishnah says you cover up the peiris, it means peiris mamish. And the Gemara soon asked the question, so my kamash lam shita. Now the Mishnah already said that you're allowed to take care of your wheat. So pshita you're allowed to cover up mechas and peiris. So what's the chiddush of peiris? So Gemara says, now tanam, we learned in our Mishnah, mechas and nasa peiris bekelim. So poshita tadiyik, peiris in avru delivna loy. So chur, there's a kash anula. The Mishnah says only you're allowed to cover up peiris. Mashma only if it's fruits that are edible, like Rav Yitzchak L'chur in the Mishnah's mashma. On something that's edible, you could move, you're allowed to cover it up. But mashma bricks that are muksa, you're not allowed to cover it up. So Gemara says, no, that's not a good deal. I'll tell you really, Ula holds, Hu hadin the afilu avira de livna. Even bricks, you're also allowed to cover up. Now why does the Mishnah say Paris? The Yadi the Tani Resha, since the beginning of the Mishnah spoke about Mashil and Paris, you're allowed to lower down your Paris on the roof. Through the window is tarnis sefer nami mechasin nasa peris. Therefore, the sefer of the Mishnah also says the loch of mechasin allowed to cover up your peris on Yom Tov. But enech nami, if the peris is lav davka fruits, according to law, you even allowed to cover up your bricks that are muksa. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah now, vechein kade yayin vechein kade shemen. You're also allowed to cover up the barrels of wine and the barrels of oil. If you have an open barrel of wine on top of your roof, and you see the rain is coming down, it's going to ruin the wine. So you're allowed to take your plastic and cover up the barrel of wine and the barrel of shemen. So Gemara says, so the question is, like, pshita, what I saw before means on this part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah first said you cover up peiros. So okay, then it says, v'chein kadiyan, like, what's the chiddush? Pshita. Madach, if you're allowed to cover up peiros, wine is the same thing like peiros. What does the Mishnah have to say another case for? So Gemara says, hocha b'mayaskinon betivla. At the chiddush of Kadei Shemen and Kadei Yain is talking about where the Shemen and Yain is Tevel. You did not take off the Truma Samaisis yet. So even though you're not allowed to eat them, they're like Muksa, we're talking about the wine is Tevel. You didn't take off Truma Samaisis. So you're not allowed to move the wine. Still, like Ula holds, you're allowed to cover up the Kadei Yain and the Kadei Shemen. So Mila is good, like the Mishnah Zariah Tula. So Mahochin Amin is Tabut is also a throw like that. The Sakwa Daitach. Kadei Yayin v'Kadei Shemen, Tehteiro, if the Mishnah means literally, really, just wine and shemen that you're allowed to eat, Hotoni L'Reisha Peiris, the Mishnah already said you're allowed to cover up the fruits you have on top of your roof. So, what do you have to say a second time for? Barrels of wine also. Somar says, no, that wouldn't be a good Rayatullah. I tell you, Kadei Yayin v'Kadei Shemen Itzrichle. No, I need a Chiddush. The Mishnah has to say two things. Even though it says you cover up the fruits, it also has to say it can cover up the barrels of wine and shemen. Why? I would have thought, lehefsin rubechoshu. If there's a big loss involved, then the Rabbanan said it's mutter. If you have your wheat and your barley on top of the roof, the whole purpose is that it should dry out. If it's going to rain and become wet, you lose the whole purpose. You're ruining your barley, you're ruining your wheat. So you're ruining it. That's a big hefsin. For that, the Rabbanan said, you're allowed to bother and cover it up. But lehefsin mutlechoshu. Just to cover up the barrel of wine and oil, that's not such a big hefsid. Like, even if the water goes into the oil, it doesn't ruin it. You'll throw out the water later. Mashma, the water also, the water will stay on top. It won't ruin that much the wine. So therefore, since the water won't ruin that much the wine, there's not that much of a hefsid. It's only a small loss. So maybe for a small loss, you're not allowed to make a tirch, you can't bother. Kamashma, no. Even just for the purpose of saving the kadayayin, it's also mutter. Right. So Mela could be it's not a Raya Tula. So the kids, that's the Machlekes, Ula and Rabbi Yitzchak, does our Mishnah even mean things that are muksa? You're allowed to cover them up? Or according to Rabbi Yitzchak, no, only when the peiros and the kadosh shemen is edible, that's when you're allowed to cover it up. Tanan, we learned like this, noistnin kli tachas hadlach b'shabbos. If you have like rainwater, you have a leak in the ceiling and rainwater is raining in, so you're allowed to put a kli, a pitcher, underneath the rainwater to catch it even on Shabbos. Noistnin kli tachas hadlach b'shabbos. This is a kashan of Yitzchak. Poshut, the rainwater that's leaking in is dirty water. That's like muks, you can't use it for anything. Still it says you're allowed to carry your pitcher in order to catch the water, not the dirty house. So Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, Hatayu v'tlaf haroi. No, we're talking about the rainwater, it's not dirty rainwater that you can't use. It's talking about rainwater that you could use. Rashi says, Shein slulim, that clear water, or ruin lebehema, a kopon, you give it to your animal to eat, to drink. So therefore, since this rainwater could be used, it's not muktzadikah rainwater. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, it's good. You allow to move the pitcher in order to save the water, like not to ruin your house. Toshima, come and bring another raya. We have halacha in Shabbos that person machtzolis agabe levonim b'Shabbos. The isim ibinyona. If after you finish building your house, you have leftover bricks, you're allowed to cover them up. Again, if you see it's going to start raining and the water will ruin the bricks, you're allowed to cover up the bricks. So the Chur Kasher is, it's Muksa. And the Gemara Nochem, all the Chazi L'mazgolai, maybe it's just not, Machzol Agabi Lavonim B'Shabbos. So the Chur Poshe Lavonim bricks are Oymet to build with, it's Muksa. So Gemara answers, no. The Aysa Mebidyonim, it's talking about after you finish building your house, you have leftover bricks that you're not going to use anymore for building. The Chazi L'mazgolai, now they're fit to be used because you can sit on them, you can use it for a chair. So since it's fit to be used, they're not Muksa. Therefore, even according to Rav Yitzchak, it's good. You're allowed to cover up these bricks because you could use it. It's not muksa. Toshima, come and bring another raya. Porosin machtzolish, you're allowed to throw mats agabe yavonim b'Shabbos on top of stones on Shabbos. So, poshut stones are muksa. So, since it's muksa, how are you allowed to carry these mats to cover it up according to Rav Yitzchak? So, Mora says, no, it's talking about special stones. The Yavona Mekuzolo, special sharp stones, the Chazin Lebeis HaKisei. You could use it to wipe yourself in Lebeis HaKisei. The Morris times they didn't have paper, they used to use stones to wipe themselves. So a kid says, called the Kli, therefore it's not Muksam, therefore even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you're allowed to cover up these stones, it's something usable. Toshima coming here. Person Machzolos Agabe Kiveris Devorim. You're allowed to throw a mat over the beehives. If you have a Bishabbos on Shabbos, if it's too sunny, you don't want the sun to ruin the honey, you're allowed to cover up the beehive. And if it's raining, you don't want the water to ruin it, so you're allowed to cover it up. But you should not have in mind when you want to throw your mat over the beehive to capture the bees inside it. But that's also on Shabbos, not allowed to capture. You can't do tzad, you can't be mechavin lotzen. But if you don't have in mind to capture it, you just want to throw the mat over the beehive to save it from the water, from the sun, that's mutter. So the Chur Kasher is a beehive, it's muksa, you have no use for it right now. So since it's muksa, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, how can you allow to throw a mat over it? So Gemara says, no, hosam namid hikut vash. I'll tell you, it's not an empty beehive. I'll tell you, there's some honey in the beehive. So since there's honey there, that honey is edible, you could eat the honey. So therefore, the beehive is not muksa, it's called the beehive that's usable. Therefore, you're allowed to cover it up. Omalei Rav Ukva Mimesha on the Rav Ashi that Hotenech, that's a good answer, be Moisachama in the summertime. In the summertime, that's when the bees come and make honey, there's a lot of honey there. The Ikud Vash, in the summertime, you have a lot of honey there. Obi be Moisach Yeshama Maikla Mema. What do you say about the wintertime? In the rainy season, the wintertime, there's no honey there. You empty it out, the bees don't make no honey then. So what can you say then? Then there's no honey, so it's Muksa the beehive. And the Bryce, the Poshi says, you'll have to curve it up, Mifnehe Geshamim. So the Habimina, it means not the rainy days of the summer, but it means the rainy days of the winter, the time that it always rains. So how come you allowed to cover it up then? Then the bihar should be muksa. So Gemara says, Lo'initzucho elo li'oison shtei chalis. At all times, you always like to leave over two chalis, mean like, you ever see a beehive inside, it's what they call cones, yeah, two cones of honey. The last two cones you always leave over. Why? Because you want the bees to be around it to be able to eat from. They should have what to eat from. So there are always two cones you always leave over of honey there. So therefore, since there's always honey inside the beehive, therefore it's not called muksa. Throughout the Gemara, no, what are you talking about? Those last two cones of honey, you don't have ever in mind to take it for yourself to use. You always want to leave it there that the bee should eat from it. So again, it's muksa. It's not fit for you to use. It's not fit for you to use. Those things should be muksa. So according to Rav Yitzchak, how are you allowed to throw the mats over the beehive? So my answer is, talk about my askinon, shechisha v'aleim. Said, no, before Shabbos, you had in mind that on this Shabbos, you plan to eat those two cones of honey. Even though usually you leave over the two cones of honey for always, that the bee should have what to eat, you had in mind no to eat from it. But let's say you did not have in mind to eat from the honey before Shabbos. My, what do you want to say? Then also, then taka the beehive is muksa, and according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you're not allowed to throw the mat over the beehive. That's what it should come out. So if that's true, the Gemara says, Adetoni, what does the Brice have to say? The Brice says, you're allowed to throw the mat over the beehive, whether it's sunny, whether it's rainy. The only time it's osur is don't have in mind to capture them. Mashma, that's the only time it's osur. For the Gemara, better. Lift log v'listen the beridah. The Gemara should make a difference, not only by capturing it, but even in the Ikra Locho, when are you allowed to throw the mat over to cover it up? The Medivah Amurim like this. When are you allowed to throw the mat over the beehive to cover it? Shechisha v'aleim. Only in the case that before Shabbos you had in mind to use the honey. So therefore the beehive is not called muksa. Since it's not called muksa, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you're allowed to throw your mat over the beehive to cover it. But let's say before Shabbos you did not have in mind to use those two cones of honey. So also, it comes out then the beehive is muksa. Since it's muksa, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you're not allowed to move anything with serf the muksa. You're not allowed to cover it up. So why does the Brice have to say the only time it's usur? If you have in mind to capture them, even when you don't have in mind to capture them, but it's only mutter in the condition that you had in mind to use the honey. If you don't have in mind to use the honey, it's muksa, it should be usur. So Gemara says, Einachnam Yochikomem. Here's what the Brice means to say. Afal pisha chishavaleim. It's not true what you're saying. Yochilik is true. But the Brice wants to say another difference. That even in the case when you had in mind to use this honey before Shabbos, so then it's not muksa. Then you are allowed to throw the mat over the beehive. Still, obavach lo yiskavin lotzen. But make sure you don't have intentions of capturing the bees. Because capturing the bees is also to do on Shabbos. That's awesome. So Gemara says, Nabamaya kim tok yam yuda. What do you want to that sign our brice here? Nukura goes according to yam yuda shita. So Rashi says, Kolayma. Midhevla latrutza reisha manu yab shimin the last lay muksa. Now, the Gemara could answer the Pasha Teretz, that this price that goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, that doesn't also muksa. Why don't the Gemara answer that? The Gemara says the beehive is muksa. It's only because of the honey. So, Mashmah, this price that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Rabbi Yehuda is the one, this lay muksa. Rabbi Yehuda also muksa. That's why we have to answer, why is the beehive mutter to carry the cover only because there's honey there, and you had in mind to use the honey. But if you didn't have in mind to use the honey, then the beehive is taka muksa. That goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. If so, the Gemara asks, safe. What does the safe here say this brayso? Oh, you should not have in mind when you throw the mat over the beehive to capture the bees. So mashma lamaisi, you are capturing them. Just since you don't have in mind, it's ainim eschavin, it's mutter. Who does that go like? Also, the Rabbi Shimon. That goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Omer, Rabbi Shimon always says that a dovish ainim eschavin mutter. If you're not mischavin to do the yisr, in a case where it's not a psikaration, it doesn't have to happen. If you don't have a mind to do it, it's mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. But in Echlam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since if you capture it, you did the maisa tzeda, it's also according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you don't have intentions. So how could the bride say not to have intentions, mashma without intentions is mutter, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also. So you have to say it goes according to Rabbi Shimon, it's according to modern maisa.
Yeah.
So who is the kasha like? How come the Reisha goes like Rabbi Yehuda and the Sefer goes according to Rabbi Shimon? So Gemara says no, but Tizbrua to Rabbi Shimon that you want to say that Ubavach lo yiskavin was saying you'll have to throw the mat over the beehive, but don't have intentions of capturing it. You want to say it goes according to Rabbi Shimon? No, even according to Rabbi Shimon there should be a kasha. Both Abaye and Rava both said that Moedir Rabbi Shimon with sick Reisha below Yomus. That in a case where it has to happen, like a moshav, psikration means if you chop off the head of the chicken, you can't say you're not mechavan to kill it. Because by chopping off the head, it has to die. So So in the case when something has to happen, that even when you're not mischav and you don't realize it, you don't have intentions, still you chayiv. Like here also, we're talking about you taking the mat and throwing it on top of the bihog. By you throwing it on top of the bihog, even though your intentions were just to save it from the rain not to come in, but lamaisa, you're capturing the bees in there. It's a psik resha. You now covered up the bihog, the bees can't get out. So even though you didn't have intentions of doing it, but even according to Rav Shimon, it should be usher. Rav Shimon is only matter in the case when you're dragging the chair along the floor. So your intention is to move the chair from one place to another place. Now when you're dragging it, sometimes it can make a hole and a scratch in the ground. There we say it's not mischaven, you don't realize it, you don't think about it, and it doesn't have to happen. We're not talking about a real heavy chair. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't happen. So since it doesn't have to happen, there ain't a mischaven is mutter. But here when you take a mat and just put it directly on top of the beehive, you're for sure capturing them. So Takashi ibn Kwan Rab Shimon, why is it mutter? So Gemara says, Li Oilam Kula Rab Yehudi. I tell you, this whole brice here goes according to Rab Yehudi Shita, that holds Yesh Muksa, and he also holds Dabba Shayna Miskavin is also. So if so, what does the brice mean to say, Bavach Lo Yiskavin Lotzud? You have to change it around a little bit. For Ocha Bamay Askina, the Yisna, one tail of Ocha Maskina, going to Yispek Fee. One tail of Dabba here, where there's a window to the beehive. So since there's a window there, therefore you're not making Seder altogether. For Loi Taimel Rabbi Yehuda, and don't say like this, that Rabbi Yehuda meant to say, Obavad Shelo Yiskavin Lotzud, which is Mashma, really you are making it Seder, really you are capturing it, just don't have intentions. No, don't learn like that.